Right now, let's find out a little bit more about feral cats, because during the pandemic, a lot of people got pets. A lot of people got dogs, cats, you name it. You wanted companions around the house. People were purchasing homes. Home sales went through the roof. Now things have settled down just a little bit. So when it came to pets, pets are great, except for the fact that pets are also costly. And sometimes pets are released into the wild. It's a very sad situation, but it can happen with cats. And if cats that are out in the wild are not spayed or neutered, then cats are not unlike rabbits. They start to multiply. So what we have is an opportunity to learn about what one organization is doing to try to assist us in education, number one, and also in trying to help control some of the feral cat populations that exist. Julie Medeiros is a team coordinator at Caregivers of Petrolia Ferals. And we sat down with Julie to talk today. And Julie told us what Caregivers of Petrolia Ferals does.
We started off 30 years ago by caring for feral cats in Petrolia. But we started an online presence about 7 years ago, and ever since then, it has completely taken off, and the need for rescue and care for feral and stray cats in Lambton County has exploded, specifically in the last 2 years, and I believe it's a direct result of the pandemic, yes.
Really, just people who unfortunately have not been able to care for their animals, or there are just more animals around? Is that part of the issue?
I think so. As a rule, a lot of folks sometimes don't take into consideration the immense expense that can be involved with getting a pet, and a cat is no different. With spay and neuter costs on the rise, I think people basically found that they can't afford the two or three cats that they took in to keep them company during the pandemic. And as a result of that, people have left them behind when they've moved or just simply opened the door hoping for the best for them. And if the cats were not spayed or neutered, then obviously we're going to have a problem, and where it's certainly rearing its ugly face right now. We can't keep up to the demand. It's very sad.
Yeah. Julie Medeiros joining us, team coordinator at Caregivers of Petrolia Ferals. Maybe we can just stop there and talk ferals for just a second. You hear the term feral cat, but sometimes it's in one ear, it's out the other ear, and we don't really understand what a feral cat is. How do we define a feral cat, and how does it compare to the one that might be sleeping right now on our couch?
Sure. Generally speaking, a feral cat would be one that is more than likely born outdoors and has been in survival mode in terms of shelter and food, whereas a stray cat would be one that could potentially have been someone's pet and is now on his own and is wandering in the same type of mode, but is friendly because they haven't been born outside. So there's definitely a distinct difference. And of course, the ones on our couches are domesticated, friendly cats, as a rule, that live with us and we can cohabitate with very well. So
yeah, they're just the happy ones. Okay, then you have the strays that maybe could be taken back into a home. Could a feral cat make a transition into a home?
They definitely could. Now, each cat and each story is individual. However, we do have a division of our organization called Camp Kitty. Darren Graham heads up that organization, and we take in feral cats when we have the space. That shows some type of promise in terms of being able to be reformed, if you will, and adapt to indoor life. And we have many graduates from Camp Kitty, so we never want to give up on a feral cat. However, there are some that just honestly prefer, after months, potentially even years of trying, that they want to be outside. And that can happen successfully as long as they are neutered or spayed, have the proper shots, have shelter, and someone feeding them regularly at a colony. So, yes, there is definitely potential for feral cats to become domesticated.
So that would be obviously the ideal, but let's look at the situation that exists right now. And we're talking with Julie Medeiros from Caregivers of Petrolia Ferals. You had mentioned that things sound pretty overwhelming right now.
We are getting anywhere from 20 to 30 messages on our Facebook page daily for people that are finding strays and or ferals under their porch, at their door, in the garage, at the neighbor's place, or in unideal situations like plants around Sarnia, for example, industrial plants, And we simply cannot keep up with the volume of calls. They're reproducing quicker than what we can help. And also the finances behind it. Each cat on an average is approximately $225 to spay or neuter. That's not including tax. That's not including extra vetting costs. So we also have to bear in mind that we want to take care really well of the ones that we have in our care and make sure that finances are available to see them through. Some are injured and quite sick. So it really does take a village.
Yeah, no doubt. And so if we're to look at maybe helping the situation, I mean, you talked about people who might, because of a cost issue or some other issue, might just have to open the door and let their animals out and hope that they cope for the best. Can that cause a domesticated cat to become a feral cat and maybe become an issue?
If the cat isn't fixed, then what it will perpetuate is pregnancy and those cats being born outside. So now the kittens that are born, you know, even on a day like yesterday, which was terribly cold, it can definitely add to the population as far as feral cats go. And this is why the numbers are exploding. We've got eight people specifically on our list right now that have very pregnant cats at their doors. And we're looking for fosters to help take in those cats so that we can at least have the kittens be born indoors, get them adopted out, get them the vetting they need, and then potentially adopt out mom, or at least ensure that she has the success lined up for her in terms of her being spayed and vetted as well. And we could release her back if that's the case, if she can't be tamed down. Yes.
But you talk about the numbers, and that's got to be tough to deal with those numbers. Plus, I mean, what would these cats do if they're not being able to find some kind of shelter or find what you wind up setting up, which allows for a little bit of food and a little bit of shelter for them? Where are they getting their food? Can that have an impact as well?
Yes, absolutely. We have to look at the bigger situation in terms of the ecosystem. Feral cats are actually killing over 250 million Canadian songbirds every year. Now, those songbirds eat insects. The insects are what destroys our trees, our crops. And so in the overall picture, that contributes to unhealthy humans as well if we don't have the forests that are remaining in a healthy condition. So it is definitely something that does bear down on the ecosystem as well.
Julie Medeiros, team coordinator at Caregivers of Petrolia Ferals, as we talk about cat sanctuaries and some of the situation that exists right now in southern and southwestern Ontario. Julie, as a final note, what can we do? How do we do this where it's not just trying to maintain? How do we do this where maybe someday we get ahead of this or help the situation?
What we need to do, firstly, is support the rescues that are out there day and night. Even on holidays, we're out there trapping. So sending them a financial donation is the first thing that can be done to help. It enables us to have the food that's required to basically feed the feral cats so that we can keep them in the same place, so that we can actually get there to trap them instead of them wandering and looking for food. You can be a foster. We desperately need fosters for friendly cats as well as ferals. And ferals as well, to recover from their vetting. And if those are seemingly impossible for you, then volunteering to take them to vetting appointments is something that we need very much. We move a lot of cats out to other rescues in the area. So definitely getting them to places like Toronto is a huge help to us as well. But when you see a feral cat or a stray cat that needs help, at least try to get him into safety and keep him in a bathroom overnight. Then we can get to you a whole lot sooner than trying to start from the beginning and setting up traps. So those are kind of the first steps.
Julie, really appreciate the work that you do. Thank you so much for describing the issue for us, and thanks for the time today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. We appreciate it.
That's Julie Medeiros, team coordinator at Caregivers of Petrolia Ferals. So you see how it affects the ecosystem. And so it's Bob Barker all over again. Please have your pet spayed or neutered. I wonder if Bob Barker ever made that mistake. Have your pet spayed or neutered. I doubt he did.